BBC News with Jonathan Izard. An Israeli airstrike on the home of a Hamas official in the Gaza Strip has killed 11 members of the same family on the bloodiest day since the current fighting began on Wednesday. Several children were among those who died. The armed wing of Hamas said the deaths would not go unpunished. Wira Davis has this report.
Across Gaza, the homes of at least seven Hamas military officials were hit in massive explosions, regardless of who may have been inside. At this bomb site in central Gaza City, mechanical diggers dragged rubble and twisted metal to one side, a huge crater where a family home once stood. A senior Hamas official, Mohammed Dalou, and his entire family of 10 were killed here today. Israel is targeting Hamas officials it accuses of hiding amongst civilians. But the number of civilians, particularly children, being killed or injured in the airstrikes enrages Palestinian feelings even more.
An Israeli government envoy has been to Cairo as efforts to negotiate a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians are stepped up. There was no public comment after his meeting with Egyptian officials, but Hamas said negotiations were focused on guarantees for the terms of a ceasefire. The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon is expected in Cairo on Monday. An Israeli military spokesman, Avital Leibovich, says in the meantime the military operation continues.
We are heading on with the plans of the operation until we'll reach the goal of defending Israel. And the equation really is very clear. When it will be quiet in Israel, it will be quiet in Gaza.
At least six people have been killed and dozens injured in the Kenyan capital Nairobi by an explosion on a crowded minibus. The roof and sides of the vehicle were ripped off by the force of the blast. Police said a grenade was thrown into the bus in the Eastleigh suburb, which has a large Somali population. Karen Allen reports.
This deadly assault was carefully targeted and struck hard. The survivors taken to hospital, more than two dozen of them. It's the fourth attack in less than a month that has rocked the Kenyan capital, almost certainly linked to Kenya's military push in neighbouring Somalia. It's a year since Kenyan troops were sent in to crush al-Shabaab militants across the border, with close links to al-Qaeda. They're seen as a threat to tourism and regional security.
The body of the controversial Hindu politician Bal Tuckare has been cremated in India's financial capital, Mumbai. Hundreds of thousands of mourners lined the streets. Bal Tuckare was one of the most divisive figures in Indian politics and was accused of inciting communal violence against Muslims. The main opposition UMP party in France has been choosing a new leader, following Nicolas Sarkozy's defeat in the presidential election in May. Members had to decide between a former Prime Minister, François Fillon, and the party's Secretary-General, Jean-François Copé. A result is expected soon. World News from the BBC. Rebels in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo have advanced to within a few kilometres of the provincial capital, Goma. The rebels from the M23 movement say they have no plans to take the city, but residents fear it could fall at any moment. Government forces and the United Nations troops still control Goma's airport. The UN said more than 10,000 displaced civilians were seen passing near the airport on Sunday. UN helicopters have attacked the rebels with rockets and cannon fire. The British-based carmaker Jaguar Land Rover is joining forces with a Chinese company, Chery, to manufacture cars outside Britain for the first time. Production will begin in 2015 at a new factory being built at Changshu near Shanghai. More from Theo Leggett.
Jaguar Land Rover's decision to build the new factory reflects the growing importance of the Chinese market. So far this year, its sales there have increased by nearly 80%, and it now sells more cars in China than in either the UK or North America. When production begins in 2015, it will be the first time that the company will have made vehicles outside the UK, although it does have a factory in India which assembles cars from kits put together in this country. A spokesman for the company said any cars produced by the new venture would be in addition to its existing output, and it had no intention of moving its manufacturing base out of Britain.
The trademark hat and cane used by Charlie Chaplin, one of the greatest stars of Hollywood's silent movie era, have been sold for more than $62,000. They were part of a range of entertainment memorabilia auctioned in Los Angeles. The cane is inscribed CCLT, a reference to his Little Tramp character, who starred in dozens of films from 1914. Sport and tennis. The Czech Republic have won the Davis Cup, beating the holders Spain. The Czech team clinched a 3-2 victory in front of a home crowd in Prague. It's the first time the Czech Republic have taken the title. When they won the tournament in 1980, they competed as Czechoslovakia. BBC News.